Welcome to another edition of The Leftovers. This is the podcast we do after the show, which we do after the show prep, I guess, where I continue to talk about issues I didn't get a chance to talk about on air. Sometimes they are a little frivolous, which is why we don't get to them on air. Although, you know, it doesn't mean I don't want to talk about it. It doesn't mean it's worth talking about. And I bring up one frivolous story in the context of I feel like we've had a number of stories over the course of the last year around teenage or younger having access to various apps on cell phones, in particular games, in particular the games that have in-app purchases. And there was a string of stories, and I don't know if it was all just kind of coincidental or people were going out on the lookout for them, but we certainly had a number of stories in which parents were complaining about their kid having access to these in-app purchases that would allow them, without parental consent, to be, you know, spending sometimes thousands of dollars on nutty things to last longer on a game, you know, for a character to live longer, or so you can customize the uniform or the, you know, the car color on a car game, like all these different things. And it's been kind of like in a world that I don't quite understand, or at least I'm just not a part of it. So I don't understand it from that perspective. I obviously understand how games work. But I must admit, there is... And I don't know why I downloaded it to begin with. I do not remember. There is a game that I have become somewhat obsessed with. And I actually enjoy it. And I don't enjoy anything, right? Like, there's nothing that brings me joy in life. I'm sad. It's sad. But in this case, I find myself just completely addicted to this game. And for the first time in a long time, it feels like I could end up spending a whole bunch of money because of my addiction. Now, the game is called Township, and it's not interesting at all. It's not compelling in a meaningful way from a traditional sense. I'm really selling the game, aren't I? It's just a goofy game in which you set up your own town. It's kind of like SimCity, except you have, you know, you create different factories or households or businesses that they can create products, they can grow your population. And, you know, you have all of these different challenges throughout the day, and you have to manage your crops so that you can, you know, get enough feed for the cows so you can feed them so they can give you milk, which you can then use at the cheese factory. It's just a very kind of nerdy game, I suppose. But I find myself checking this app out multiple times a day. And sometimes, I think on a given day, I'm probably spending about an hour throughout, not at once, but throughout the day on this stupid app. And because the way that they set the game up, you can only do so much within 24 hours before you get stopped because you're not a paying member, but you don't pay for any kind of upgrade. Like, for example, your barn can only hold X amount of crops, and you clearly need more crops so you can hit some of these tests that they put you through and these challenges that they put you on. And the only way to get an upgrade is to spend, you know, $4.99 or $1.99 or whatever it happens to be. And I've been at the point, I haven't done it yet, but I'm pretty comfortable saying I probably will. I'm very, 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 very close to spending money on this. Like, remarkably close. Because I actually like the game. And it's not so much that I don't even know if I'm addicted in the traditional sense versus it's just kind of a distressor for me. It is frivolous fun. You're not really thinking too much, or what you're thinking about isn't necessarily serious, right? I'm surrounded by nonstop news, right? Bad news usually, stressful sounding news at least. And, you know, it can take a toll just on not necessarily your psyche, although that's obviously true. Sometimes you're just like, man, I want to do something that's stupid and useless and doesn't do anything for anyone other than just keep me busy for a little bit of time. What can it be? What can I do? And you sometimes do end up looking for some games on your phone. And sometimes it's because you get hit up with an app. Other times it's because you just search at random for games in the app store and whatnot. And this one, I don't remember why I ended up downloading it. I must have been hit with a specific ad, most likely from from Instagram, because they just are really good at getting ads on me. But I get a lot out of this game that just makes me relaxed. And part of me feels almost ashamed to say that, because I feel like I've always judged, and I feel like most of us just judge people who play games on their phone all day. And I'm not on it all day, but like I said, I do end up playing a lot more than I usually, or that I would expect I would play. Let's just say that. And in this case, I find myself just having fun. And if you're saying to yourself, Jason, you sound not distracted per se, but maybe not 100% in it right now. What's going on? What do you think I'm doing? Yeah. Right now I'm in the minefield and I'm looking for various pieces of gold or silver that I can then put into one of my shops. And then like 4 hours later, it gives me something that I can use to upgrade some of the factories. Oh my God, I'm such a nerd. I'm such a nerd. Meanwhile, you have Benjamin Netanyahu today. He gave a speech that left zero doubt that they're going to take on Iran. Israel will do whatever it needs to defend itself. That's what it said. And the comment came after a pair of meetings with the British Foreign Secretary David Cameron and the Foreign Minister of Germany, Annalena Baerbock. It was done in Israel. It was about the kinds of actions, military actions, that Israel might want to pursue after the weekend attack. The prime minister said, they have all sorts of suggestions and advice. I appreciate that, but I want to be clear. Our decisions, we will make ourselves. And that's a normal kind of response. You've got people saying, don't overreact, which is what people say to Jews when they get attacked, not the other way around, not the other way around. No one said to Iran on the Democrat left, you heard world leaders, I'm not talking about world leaders, pushing them aside, I'm talking about like the activist groups. You didn't hear anyone saying in response to Israel killing two generals who were directly involved in killing Jews and supplying Hamas with its weaponry. No one said, hey, Iran, relax. Don't overreact to this. Don't overreact. Because, those two generals were kind of bad, right? I mean, we can all admit that. Oh, we're not supposed to admit. But, just don't overreact. No one said that. After Iran lobs 350 drones and missiles against Israel, the response is, well, I mean, you did kind of ask for it. They didn't start it. You did by the bombing, the military airstrike in Syria, which, of course, again, is just nonsense. That was a response to Iran using its proxies to try to kill and, in this case, did kill Jews on October 7th. But no one said anything about Iran in the activist community. But I do notice that a lot of those activists are out there talking about how Israel brought this on themselves. It is just so bizarre that there are lots of Democrats who understand what's going on, but they just still feel uncomfortable saying anything and calling out the bigotry, calling out the double standard. They're just not calling it out. Now, I guess part of me understands that they don't want to be, you know, labeled as a sellout. They don't want to be attacked. They want to be pushed as someone who's just trying to help Donald Trump, et cetera, because progressives turn on their own all the time. It's shocking. But at some point, don't you just have enough? Don't you say enough is enough? This is your party doing it. Don't you want to speak up? I guess I don't understand keeping quiet as long as they have. I get it initially. And if you were on, if you were an outlier, okay, I get it. But I don't think that they're outliers. I think the vast majority of the country supports Israel and the Jewish people. And yet it doesn't seem like the vast majority of the country are saying anything at all. And then finally, let's turn to John Leguizamo, who is an actor, comedic actor for the most part. Well, no, that's not even true anymore. He does all sorts of stuff, dramas. And I actually think he's a good actor. I like him. He plays some interesting roles, except I don't like the role he's playing now, which is filling in on The Daily Show. And what he did on his episode last night was attacking a pinata in a fit of rage because President Trump, former President Trump, has been gaining a lot of support amongst Latino voters. And of course, he can't have that. He doesn't understand it. He is someone who is Latino, and thus everyone should vote the way he votes. It's incredibly condescending, and I would argue even a little bit racist, but let's listen to a little bit of the clip. This, again, was from The Daily Show on Tuesday night.
I mean, clearly Trump isn't making any effort to get Latino voters or making their priority. But the the thing that
I like it clearly, he's listening to them and taking positions that they support. Unlike you, who's a member of the Latino community, shaming anyone who might vote for Donald Trump.
What hurts me the most.
What?
Is that his lazy strategy is actually working.
A recent New York Times Siena College poll shows former President Trump gaining ground among Latino voters.
The preference among Latino voters, I think it's at 46%.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, 40% Joe Biden.
Excuse me for a second, please.
Wait, no, he's going to pull out the pinata, and it's supposed to be funny. Not racist. He's punching it. Now he's throwing it on the table. Pounding it on the table. Ripped it apart. I don't know what he was saying. I'm sure it was nothing good. So this is the kind of condescending attitude that, ironically for him, turns Latinos off. Who are you to say what Latinos are supposed to care about? Seriously, who the hell are you? You're John Leguizamo. You get to choose how you want to vote. You get to choose what issues matter the most to you. But to say an entire group of people can never disagree, even looking at Israel. While I can't stand Jews who call out Israel, I don't view them as real Jews. I understand that there are other people who disagree with me. Okay, you get to disagree with me. I'm not taking some humantaschen or matzah and pounding it. Now I want a humantaschen. You're listening to The Leftovers. I'll see you tomorrow.